This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Anastasia. How are you?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. I'm in a T-shirt and I've even got my thongs on. Can you believe it?
I know.
It's exciting.
On the tram this morning, Tales of the tram. I've noticed people...
I need to start catching your tram. Mine's boring as hell. Everyone's snoring around me.
We're creatures of habit, aren't we?
I know I am.
We're so habit. So I hop on and I like to sit at the front of the tram. I normally sit at the front.
Oh, really?
Front seat. Yeah,
I go straight in the middle.
Do you? No, yeah. I just go to the front. But
yeah. I feel like a good girl if I'm up the front.
There's two people that like the area that I sit in.
Right.
And I notice as soon as I get off, one of them jumps into my seat. As soon as I stand up, I can see them in my peripheral vision. They stand up and they go and jump in my seat, and there's a man and there's a woman. This morning there was a squabble.
Oh, my God, that's
terrible. They were on the track.
What's so good about your seat?
I don't know. I don't know if it's warm or...
Are you facing the front with the tram driver? Are you having conversations with the tram driver?
Sometimes he chats to me. Or it was a girl this morning, actually. She was chatting too. But just, I know they all want... It's like this obsession. They have to be facing forward.
Maybe they love the warmness of your butt on the seat.
I don't know.
And they're fighting over the smell of your butt.
I don't know what it is, but
because you're a sexy man, darling.
Oh, don't say that.
I tell no lie.
But they look when they're sitting back, and I can see them looking at me, going, "When's he going to get up? When's he going to get up?" And sometimes I'll delay my getting up.
Oh my God, I'd so be delaying. I'd actually walk an extra stop.
I was tempted to this morning. I thought I'm going to fool you all
completely.
But it just shows we love our routine.
I love my routine. No one can interrupt my routine. But, darling, I'm going to start catching. I'm going to start sleeping over your place when we're doing radio so I can experience this. My tram ride is so boring.
It must be my one.
Yeah, and everyone looks miserable. I'm the only chirpy one on. Maybe because I'm the only one on going somewhere that I really want to be at and everybody else is just doing the 9-to-5
the 9-to-5
grind.
Thing.
Just that could be it out.
And in fact, they
They're
do
probably look working out what's she so happy about.
And they do look quite miserable, I must admit. The people.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is early, so they're probably half asleep.
Yeah.
There's some new data from Netflix.
Yes.
That's revealing that 8% of us.
Yeah.
Are streaming our content in the bathroom.
You're kidding.
8%.
In the shower?
No, not your personal bathroom. In public bathrooms.
Public bathrooms. You're kidding, right?
So when you go to the toilet, people are going there, sitting
there.
So you're
having dinner at someone's house and you go, "Excuse me, I'm just going to go to the toilet."
Not at someone's house, like out.
And you're streaming.
Like out.
What do you mean out? At a pub?
At a pub, workplace, restaurants.
How antisocial is that?
8%. They're probably like, "Look, I just need to go and powder my nose.
I need to go powder my nose. I've got to catch up on that Netflix episode. Oh, my God, I wonder what happens. Does she kill him? Or does he kill her?"
But the global average is 7%, so we're above the global average. So we're disappearing.
Into the toilet,
pretending, "Oh, my tummy hurts," and sitting there and watching Netflix.
I'm going to do that during the show, actually.
I need to
catch up on Netflix.
I have to confess, though, I've been I'm getting into the e-books.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I really like the idea because you can just walk around and, you're having this narration in your...
Oh, so it's audio.
Yeah, it's audio.
Audiobooks,
audiobooks. I'm getting really, really into the... Yeah, audiobooks. I shouldn't say e-books, should I?
That's right.
And I'm listening to them, and I must confess...
Yes.
...that I have gone... to the bathroom with
and just
it
listened.
Still going. Yeah.
So you're doing number one or two?
Oh, it doesn't matter what it is.
Probably can't hear what's going on anyway downstairs because you're listening to your audiobook.
Can't hear.
How fantastic is that though?
Yeah, really good. So 8% of us going to the bathroom, escaping from our
social
situations.
I can't wrap my head around being out with a crowd or with a group of people and then making an excuse to go to the toilet to catch up on Netflix. I just can't wrap my head around it. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe,
stay home.
Maybe it's more people... They're on their own, you know.
Oh,
maybe,
got you.
Or maybe it's workplace.
Yes.
You know, when you just think, "Oh, my God."
I'd be doing that actually, you know what? If I didn't like my job, I'd be on the can watching Netflix episodes all day.
Anastasia, where are you going? Come back. We've got a radio show to do. Anastasia, I've got a question for you.
Yes, my darling.
We had our little yes do the other night.
Yeah, it was fun.
To celebrate
mm-hmm.
At a friend's place. And you were friendly with a girl.
Yeah.
She seemed really nice, actually.
She was really nice, actually, yeah.
And
I wasn't overly into her. I think I was getting off on her getting off on me.
Right, okay. And you said, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And, of course, you did your Houdini act.
Yeah, I always do.
And disappeared. And everyone was going, where's Anastasia? I was just, she's gone. I know her signature.
How funny is that? I'm known as the girl, the signature. The woman that does it, says something, I'll be back, and I never come back.
Go check the bathroom. If it's free, she's gone. And you disappeared.
Yeah, totally.
Did anything happen?
No. We just went into the other room and chatted and whatever. We did have an exchange of a little kiss, but it was an awkward kiss.
Was it?
But you know what?
Did you keep my mouth closed?
No, it just didn't work, trust me, right? Like no tongue action, to be honest.
Because
I was kind of felt really awkward around. I don't think I was attracted. I think I was attracted at the fact that she was more attracted to me and I was getting off on that purely. But this is what actually made me. Now, she was a flatmate at this place, right? You know what put me off? And I know this is going to be full on. It may be the Greek goddess mama coming out in me, but her bed wasn't made.
What?
Yeah.
So you got turned off because her bed wasn't
made? I was a little bit turned off by that. Like, I'm like, you've invited me into your room for a chat and a wine and your bed isn't made. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how embarrassment.
Because you'd, oh, I mean, if, yeah, I'd run
I would
in.
Never, ever invite anyone into my room if the bed wasn't made.
So there's ways, like, sometimes I don't make mine. I'll just turn it back so it airs.
Well, exactly.
But was it just a mess?
No, it was a mess. Like, one pillow was on the floor. The doona was, like, half on the floor. It was hideous.
And so you got turned off.
I was just like, are you for real? This is where you invite someone that you want to pash? So that's a requirement. I've decided that if you're ever going to get with someone, if I'm dating anybody and I go back to their place and their bed isn't made, it's not going to happen.
So would you?
I want to get into a fresh bed, not a half-made one.
I tend to agree with you there.
Imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I had someone at home, I would, I'll be back in 2 minutes and I'd run in and quickly.
Exactly.
Quickly make it. But would you take it to the extent where.
No, if I was really into this chick, I wouldn't have given a crap, to be honest. I would have gotten over it very quickly.
You used it as an excuse.
I did use it as an excuse in my head as well, going, oh, this is fair. And also the kiss just wasn't happening, mate.
So I would have judged it on the kiss.
Yeah.
Straight away. So in future when you meet girls.
I think we butted initially.
In future when you meet girls, are you going to add it to your list of criteria?
You must make bed.
Do you make your bed in the morning?
Absolutely.
Or not?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Hey, now listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about nuggets because we talked about them last week. Some maggots were found in your KFC nuggets, people. So maybe start thinking about not having nuggets, chicken nuggets. Specifically. But hey, apparently.
Was it proven? I haven't heard enough.
It was proven, actually. Yes, it was. Okay. There's a video to prove it.
Oh, is
so,
it?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you the link. Maybe we can put it on our Facebook page, Anastasia Warren. Lick us and like us first, and you'll see it. But hey, another case has been reported about chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Really?
A man who became angry because nuggets were not on the McDonald's breakfast menu did 4 laps of the drive through and ordered 200 hash browns, was charged for drink driving while waiting for his food. So can you imagine he would have went crazy.
Wanting his 200 nuggets.
He wanted his nuggets and they didn't give him his nuggets, so he ordered 200 hash browns instead. So imagine that. Give me my nuggets.
Give me my nuggets.
Trash. That's hysterical.
I don't know what the thing is about nuggets. I find they're sort of like a mashed sort of.
Well, they are mashed. They're very processed, but I have to say they taste bloody great. I haven't had them for years, but they taste really good.
A woman's also been caught crawling through a drive-through window for a refill in the US.
You're kidding,
yep,
right?
Surveillance video shows a woman crawling through the window of McDonald's drive-through after it closed because she wanted to get a refill of her cup.
Bet she was on the terps as well.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about that, but it says she can be seen going through the window, getting a drink and then wandering off to get more. So she went and grabbed some food.
Do you know what's actually really funny? I used to my first ever boyfriend, Nick, okay? If you're listening, Nick, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to say this. Our relationship, we'd have dinners. Like, he'd take me out for dinner. He was such a beautiful Greek boy. To drive our dinners were drive-through dinners at McDonald's. I'm not kidding. And then we'd drive to Studley Park and do the biz. That's how romantic my Greek boyfriend was of 2 years.
Oh, that's
I mean, I was
sweet,
very
though.
Young, but dumped him for a chick.
Drive-through.
She took me to hotels, so there you go.
Oh, he would have been upset at that.
Can you imagine, though, like from drive-through to hotels?
One extreme to the other. Do you still use drive-throughs at all?
Never. No. Haven't for years. No.
I get really frustrated when I see.
What do you order from a drive-thru?
No, I don't go to them anymore.
Okay,
but
good.
I have in the past, but you see, everyone's queued up at a drive-through, and there's no one. Like the car park's free.
Oh my god, I know.
And you can just get off your bum,
yeah.
Walk in and order something, and you're out. But everyone's sitting there with their engines running.
Yeah,
you know, beep beep. You know,
I feel sorry for the people that work at drive-throughs because you know people have been out all night, and the jokes they'd be playing on the people. I think I used to do it when I was younger, but I can't remember just now.
But at least they can shut the window on them while they're still
exactly.
talking. We were so excited when the yes vote won.
Yes, mixed emotions, but excited.
Very
it was at 10.
Mixed, but relieved.
Yeah, oh my God. That was the top emotion, I reckon, for most of us yesterday.
Did you get onto social media?
Did I get onto social media? No, God, no. I didn't touch social media. I was too busy.
Because I tried to look and see what people were putting, and at the announcement area at outside the state library, everything was running really slow. I couldn't even send a text message.
Oh, wow,
it
okay.
took a couple of seconds before it would go through.
Oh, that's
because
okay, gotcha.
Everyone was on their phones, so excited.
Yeah, of course.
Spreading the cheer.
Mm.
But it turns out some people who were using Twitter...
As long as they weren't spreading the cheese. Yeah, go on.
They weren't spreading the cheese. Some people using Twitter... we're using the hashtag, instead of using the hashtag marriage equality, they were using marriage quailty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, quailty.
Why?
I think it's just the excitement and someone must have started it. And then, of course, you know, when you tweet something, you
so
see...
So they dropped the E.
You're quail, so Q-U-A-I-L, quail, so the little birds.
Yeah.
And some users are actually reporting that marriage quailty managed to trend above the proper marriage hashtag marriage equality.
Wow.
Even the city of Melbourne did it. They said, we supported the Yes campaign for marriage equality because we believe we can't be a city for all people unless all people are treated equally. And Magda Szubanski did it as well. And we all fall into that trap.
Of course we do.
If you get so excited and you just hit the whatever comes up.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so that was trending. But, you know, it's all...
Well, maybe we've got a new name for it now, marriage quality.
Marriage quality. That might have been it if it got the no vote. Have you ever stuffed up on social media? Do you ever?
Oh, look, I always get caught up with the Greek newspaper. I always respond to some of the people that read that paper and then regret it. I get into a bit of rage because it's always got to do with me, religion. It's always me and religion just don't work
don't
together
mix.
Very well at all, and especially Greeks with religion. So, but yeah, I always regret it. Sometimes I delete my comment, and sometimes I go, "No, I'm going to leave it there."
I remember tweeting when I was doing weekday presenting here at Joy, and I tweeted there was a new track coming up,
right?
And it was an artist, but I I tagged not the artist,
oh my god,
but someone over
someone else,
someone overseas, and she wrote back. She goes, "Warren, I'm really honoured to to be releasing a new track."
That's hysterical. Did you delete it?
I managed to delete it, but I think there were a few replies to it straight away.
I'm sure we all are guilty of regretting what we've tweeted or we've Facebooked in if we've been, you know, pretty upset or whatever.
Yeah. And the other thing is messages. I noticed there's a new WhatsApp upgrade coming out, and for the first time you can actually recall messages that you've sent to someone.
Can you?
So if they haven't read it, yeah, you can hit delete.
Yes.
And it goes and deletes it from everyone you've sent it to.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Oh, that's really good. You'd need that if you've been out on the booze all night. And you know, imagine the texts and the Facebook messages people receive when they're drunk.
I know. But you've got to get onto it before.
Dutch courage.
You've got to do it straight. But you know when sometimes you're sensing the horrible sinking
totally. Oh
feeling
my God,
that
completely.
That happens when you've got a couple of messages going, I got upset yesterday.
talk us through
it. This with you. It was just a normal everyday thing at the
right.
supermarket. You know, the checkout.
Oh, yes.
And
the
there's an elderly lady in front of me.
Yep.
And well she was being served.
Yes.
I was in the queue, there were a couple of people in front of me. And she came to her paying and she brought out her purse and she's counting the money.
Aww.
And she was very nervous and people were getting frustrated with her because she was struggling. Like, you know, her hands were shaking.
Aww.
And she was conscious that people were getting... And these are people, like a guy in his suit, were getting annoyed and you could hear them huffing and puffing.
Oh, my God.
And saying, oh, excuse me, you know, can you please hurry up?
Yeah.
And the cashier helped her, which was really, really nice. But you could see her getting so stressed.
The poor darling. I'm just imagining a little gold mesh purse that she's taken all the change out. The bill is like $169 and it's all in coins.
Yeah, it was all coins. It was all like 5 cent pieces or what have you. But, you know.
It doesn't matter.
But that's how she wanted to pay.
Oh, the poor darling.
And you could see that she was visibly upset. And these jerks
were
keeping the pressure on.
Oh, my God.
Because they're going to be two minutes late for their whatever important life is doing. I got really angry.
Yeah, he probably needed his Facebook status or take a selfie at the front.
I don't know what it was. I spoke up.
Oh, my God.
And I said, oh, excuse me, you can see this lady is really upset.
Oh, Warren.
Can you please back off?
Yes, I knew why I loved you.
And
I'm
he told
so
me
proud
to mind my own business.
You would have been red in the face.
I just breathed and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to.
It's good that you let it go.
Take it.
I just imagined like a punch on in the supermarket.
But then the lady, she finished paying, she turned and she goes, thank you, young man.
Oh, so how beautiful.
I felt good. But,
did she tip you?
No, she with a 5 cent fee. Not at all.
No, I'm kidding.
But
that's terrible. That actually makes me really, really angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over yourselves. Poor lady.
Absolutely. Nothing's that important that you've got to cause someone more anxiety for paying for something at the supermarket.
Exactly. She better not be in front of me.
I did my hot yoga on the weekend.
There's exercises for that, pelvis exercises.
Maybe that's what the yoga stuff that I could do. And, you know, it was the first time I've done the hot one.
Yes. Oh, my God, the hot yoga.
The hot yoga. I loved it.
I'm feeling hot. You're just talking about it. Isn't it full on, though?
It is full on. And this sort of went for, it was about 2 hours or so.
Mm. 2 hours of hot yoga?
Yeah, it was real.
So what's the temperature you're in, darling?
Well, this room wasn't so bad. It seemed, I reckon it was maybe
20 degrees.
No, it would have been up in the 30s.
Wow.
Around about that mark, I would say.
I reckon I'd hate every moment of it.
It was very humid.
I'd be looking at the clock, just turning the whole time.
No, I thought so too. And when I worked in, I thought, oh, my goodness, I've got to get out of here. You know, that claustrophobic feeling of exercise. In this.
So would it feel like to be in a sauna?
Not as hot.
I could tolerate it.
But sweating like a pig, drinking so much water.
Right.
And afterwards, I felt really good.
Yes. I remember actually speaking to you after you walked out of there and you sounded so happy.
So it wasn't in my area, this particular place. So I've been looking around for places to do it and they're all saying they do it in about 40 degrees.
Wow.
This was not 40 degrees.
Okay. That's probably why you didn't mind it.
That's probably why. So I thought, I don't know how I'm going to cope with a 40 degree one, but I'd like to know.
Yeah,
if you can get through it. So if anyone does do it,
yeah, please let us know.
But then I was also looking. You've got the goat yoga.
Goat yoga. Right.
And I thought maybe this is good. Maybe it involves, you know, they stand.
What does
on
the
your
goat do?
Back or something. I don't know. Maybe they press or something. Or
I wonder if they wear yoga pants. No. So what they're actually on top of you when you're doing.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought maybe they stand on top of you and you sort of got to. I don't know.
And will they do a ritual over you? Like,
they might move their little hooves or whatever.
Oh, my God, it's bizarre.
they sit there and sing on top of you. So I looked at it.
Maybe they chant over you.
Maybe that's what they do.
So you can access your inner child.
That's what
while
they do.
You sweat.
But I looked at a video of it, and so there's a group of people doing their yoga on the
right.
mat. And there's about 30 goats just wandering all over the place. Like, just like it's not coordinated, it's nothing. Yeah. So it's not what I thought it was going to be. They're just everywhere. There's goats everywhere.
Wow.
And you can see people getting annoyed.
I don't think you'd have much like doing it in Melbourne, though, with finding goat yoga in Melbourne, would you?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But there
darling.
Was cat yoga, too.
Oh, God.
Which would be. I don't know if you need these sort of things, but I want to know about the hot yoga.
Yes, absolutely.
And is it good for you? And how do you cope in 40 degrees? Because I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it today.
Oh, you're going to do it today?
I'm going to do it today.
Great.
It goes for 90 minutes.
Yes. Wow.
So may not be back on Monday.
That's okay. I can do my show on my own.
Anastasia, have you ever lost your car?
Have I ever lost? Many times,
Many times. Well, an absent-minded German driver reported his car stolen back in 1997.
Right.
And 20 years later, authorities in Frankfurt have found the car in a garage in a building which is set for demolition that the man used to live in.
You're kidding.
No. He thought it'd been stolen, but he just forgot where he parked it in the building 20 years later.
Poor bugger.
The poor guy, hey?
How do you do that?
Yeah, it was sitting there rotting and couldn't start, obviously.
Can you imagine the stories he had over 20 years of someone stealing
20 years,
car?
Someone stole my car. Who are they?
In the garage?
If I get my hands on them,
I'm going to get it. That's kind of cute, though.
But he just forgot where he parked it, the poor man.
I wonder if he's restored it now and he's driving it around.
No, I don't know. Didn't say. I don't think it had rotted beyond rusted. And
that's actually really, really funny.
Beyond repair. But 20 years later,
yeah,
how's that? That's
insane.
How are you feeling after the yes voters sort of settled down a bit?
You know what? I feel really relieved. Although yesterday I was in my car and I saw two beautiful gay women skipping down Chapel Street. It looked like they were skipping. They just looked really happy. And then I got emotional and went, oh, my God, like we're almost there. Yeah. So I'm feeling really good. I think the top emotion for me, Warren, is relief. I still feel relief. And there's a little bit of anger mixed in about the fact that we had to go through this plebiscite. So, yeah, mixed feelings, darling. But all in all, I feel fantastic. I can't wait to get married.
Well, yesterday we spoke about you needing to find a bride.
We're looking for a bride.
We're looking for a bride.
20 years younger, preferably.
For Anastasia.
No English speaking. Makes it easier to communicate that way.
There's an SMS that's come in. I want you to read the SMS.
We've got an SMS in on 0947-949. Hi, Anastasia. I've listening your radio for the last 6 months. Oh, that's lovely. Aww. As you said yesterday morning, you are looking for a bride. I'm younger than you, not 20 years, have a very secure professional job, Asian background with medium-level English. What do you think? Look, this is sounding very good. The only thing that concerns me is the medium-level English. We can work on that.
You can teach her.
Yeah, but no, you sound very, I think you pass the application.
Do you want a photo?
There's a second process that we're going to, there's a three-pass thing. So, yeah, look, send us in a photo and tell us a little bit more, maybe a video of yourself.
You know what I like about her, though?
In a wedding dress, preferably.
She's been listening to you for 6 months.
Yes.
So she'll know you inside
she
out.
Knows
because you're very authentic on air.
How good is that? Yes.
So you don't have to go out on a date and pretend. You don't have to make up anything.
Oh, my God, we can just get married. Cut to the chase.
Cut to the And if you go on a date and you start saying things to her,
oh my God,
she'll go, I know that's not true, Anastasia. Yeah. Why are you lying to me?
Yeah, exactly.
This is perfect.
Yeah, and look, send us another email in. Can you cook?
A 22-year-old woman from Melbourne is using the historic and uplifting yes vote to weed out dates on her online profile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on her dating app.
Okay.
And she's doing it by saying, and I kind of like this idea. Mm. So one guy, she says, her way of interacting with guys is saying, hey, how about the yes vote?
Oh,
and
wow.
And depending on their response, she decides whether she's going to go on a date with them. One of them said, oh, you know, I'm pretty indifferent. And she responds, she goes, indifference is gross. Bye-bye.
I like
goes.
Her already.
Another one, she says, how about the yes vote? And he replied, hey, I know, but I don't really care. And she replied, everyone should care. It's a big deal. We made history. Bye-bye.
I really like her. I think she's cutting to the chase of who she's going to spend her time with
or potentially date. The guy who won was named Lewis. And she said, hey, how about the yes vote? And he says, I know, hopefully it gets through Parliament ASAP.
Oh, I bet they're on a date tonight.
So they're going on the date. So she's using it, and it got me thinking, have you used it to weed out your friends if someone's voted no?
I'm not sure. Have I? I think maybe I have. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because if I look at my friends list, do they all agree with the yes vote? I'd assume that everybody's really excited about the yes.
So, I do too.
Yeah. Have you weeded people out?
I have a couple of not close friends but Facebook friends. They're gone.
Yes.
Because they wrote a couple of...
Yeah, so if they've written anything that's been derogatory to our community, absolutely. But if they haven't and they've just kept their mouth shut, which is fine, you've got to respect people's opinions.
You do have
at the end of the day.
Yeah, but at the same time, they've got to respect us.
Well, of course they do. And as long as they respect our lifestyle, there's no reason for us to get rid of them, I guess, right?
Yeah, and when I think about it, so there's actually one person that I did struggle with.
Yes.
And she was sort of working out whether she should vote yes or no.
Yes.
And I was saying, you know, trying to reason with her, and I could see that she had
struggling.
Conflict.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously she had a very religious background and she turned around and she said, no, you're right. But she was on the line.
I was
almost going to hit the eject button there.
Yeah.
And it's not as though I wanted everyone to agree, but I just thought, you're judging me.
Well,
so why do you want to be my friend?
If
you don't think I'm equal,
I guess it's all. Look, at the end of the day, it's all based around beliefs and religion. As far as I'm concerned,
absolutely.
I know that religion has affected my family's choices, and in fact, all of them. So you know.
So this girl is dating. She's using it to weed out men, which I think is a great idea.
I think it's a great she sounds cool.
So we're happy.
She's not wasting any time on her dating app.
Everyone's going to enjoy the benefits
of this
vote. Yeah,
all those crappy – look how much money she's saving from turning up and hanging out with these dudes
with losers.
That don't agree. Yeah.
If you've got a partner –
well, I will soon.
Make sure you take them out tonight. Be with them.
Really? Why?
Be with them or stay at home, but don't let them out of your sight.
Why? What's going on?
Because Friday, the 17th of November, is the most popular day for affairs.
Right.
According to research conducted by a popular dating site. They surveyed over 500 adults and found that almost 80% have plans in place to get away with their affair tonight.
So it's tonight.
Tonight.
Right.
And the site is labelled.
So where did you get this information
Unfaithful
from?
Unfaithful Friday. It's a reputable dating source. It's the last chance, because it's called Unfaithful Friday, it's the last chance to get away with an affair before the Christmas break.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And it's the website this week, the week of the 17th, is the busiest week of the year.
Infidelity.
For these websites. And traffic increases by 30%. Compared to any other week.
Wow. I wonder what makes everyone horny on Friday the 17th.
I don't know what it is. In fact, they've already seen a 41% increase in the first 2 days of the week so far.
Wow. That's really – maybe it is before the year ends. You want to have some supply, you know what I mean? Extra supply.
But maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. They're concluding that it is an affair that people are having. But no, maybe it's single people thinking, oh, Christmas is coming. I'd really like
to be with. I don't want to pop that bottle on my own.
I don't want to pop it on my own. Maybe that's what
that's
it is.
It's going to be
too.
Me. just, without a bride. And especially if the legislation passes through Christmas. I want to be married by then.
A man in Utah
has
started a petition.
Oh.
To change the name of a mascot for a new high school that's being opened.
Right.
And he's scared that the name will become the butt of a dirty joke.
Right.
So the mascot of the new high school, which is expected to open next year, is set to be a phoenix.
Right, okay. I think that's a bird, isn't it?
Yeah, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. But petition works to change the high school mascot have started because when they say the plural, they're going to say, go Phoenixes. And he's concerned that it sounds like male genitalia.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Are you for real?
I'm serious. And
Phoenixes doesn't sound like the other one.
So that's what they're worried about. And
so say it. It's a dirty word.
3,000.
We all got one. Well, I haven't.
3,000 people have already.
I wish I did it when I was little, though.
3,000 people have already agreed with
you. Stand instead of sitting down all the time. Go on. That's ridiculous. I'm sick of these people.
Yeah, me too.
Get over yourselves, mate.
Silly.
Penis, who cares?
Who cares what it's called? What would you have as a mascot for a new school if you were, if I said, Anastasia, okay, come
be
on.
Be me.
It'd be a little Anastasia.
A little skunk.
How are you coping with your fame?
My fame?
Mm.
Well, I'm not famous yet, darling.
How are you coping? Can you go to the supermarket?
No, I've been getting a lot of people coming up to me of late and it's been really annoying me, to be honest. I'm thinking, oh, my God, imagine when we're really famous. Like, this is just joy, listeners. Imagine when we're...
Just?
Yeah.
Well, Kim Kardashian.
Right. We're not in the same league yet, Kim. Go on.
It's coming. Look out.
Mate.
Anastasia
got a lot more to offer
Kardashian
than her. Trust me.
Is coming to a calendar near you. She can no longer go to the grocery store.
Oh,
obviously.
Poor darling.
Yep. She says she misses it. She wishes she could go with her kids.
Yep.
She said during an interview on the Ellen show ahead of her 37th birthday, she said her biggest birthday wish was to rent out a grocery store. So she could go shopping with her kids.
Oh my God, that's what we're going to be doing without the kids.
Renting.
Just the trolling.
renting out a grocery store.
Do you know what though, Warren? I'm going to say something here. I feel for her.
Do
I
you?
Actually think it would be really, really tough being famous.
But why can't she just – she could put a beard on her or something, couldn't she?
Oh, come on, darling.
She could just dress up and
– you can tell you'd spot out a Kardashian a mile away.
How?
You don't have to just look at her face. Trust me.
Yeah.
She's famous for something else. Look, I'll tell you something. I'm feeling for her here. I'm not going to criticise her on this. I understand. I will understand shortly too. But, no, seriously, it'd be tough being famous and not being able to live a normal, healthy life.
But hiring out a grocery store, I mean – mean, okay, it's going to be empty. It's not going to be like a normal.
No, it's not. We'll still have products, won't it?
Bang your trolley into anyone because there's no one.
Well, maybe
there.
She's hiring a crowd too.
There's going to be no queues at the checkout.
Maybe she's hiring the whole experience, darling. She can afford to.
And they'll all be standing there talking to you, going, making up conversation.
That's
not saying anything.
I'll take this, thank you.
So get ready for it. This is what's in store for you.
Yeah. Well, for you too, we're both going to be experiencing it, darling.
I can disguise myself.
No, you can't. You look at that beard on your face.
Yes, I can. You ain't seen nothing yet. One of the most exciting and emotional things that's come out of the result of the vote are the stories that we hear.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
The stories. And even my person, like my family, I was visited my parents yesterday and they were all very passionate, both very passionate about the result, which was great to see.
Which is awesome, yeah.
Felt very supported. And then also there was someone being interviewed on one of the other radio stations, and it's an 89-year-old man.
Aww.
And his partner, John, and his partner, Arthur, is 85. And they've said they're going to get married in a quiet and very simple way without any fuss whatsoever. And they met in 1967 when they were both leaving an art gallery.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, and they see the results of the national vote as a big step for our community. And they say it's not just endorsing gay marriage, it's endorsing gay and lesbian people, says the retired pharmacist. And when asked about his fellow Australians who did not support marriage equality in the survey, he said they will soon find out that it is not the end of civilisation.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not all going to turn, not everyone's going to turn pink and purple. Not everyone's going to have sparkles coming out of their, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Although it'd be great if you could go to the toilet and poo sparkles, wouldn't it? But it's not going to happen, so relax. Nothing's going to change.
But you know what?
There's just more love in the air.
In a couple of years' time, when this is all normalised.
Imagine pooing sparkles, though. I'm still there. Be a lot better than what we're pooing today, you know what I mean? Rather a gay poo than a straight poo.
This is just going to seem. This is going to just be something that's just.
Exactly.
Past. And everyone's going to. All these people that are saying, no, the world's going to cave in, they're going to be going about their lives.
Exactly.
Forgotten the storm that happened. And I think these guys have summed it up really well. So civilization is not going to collapse.
I was reading an article about a migrant in Sydney who wrote an article about how disappointed he is with the yes result and how, look what Australia's come to, letting these people get married. And he came to this country wanting something different and look what he got. And I'm thinking, mate, you came as a migrant and you're judging people that just want to love each other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And we all
so hi, John, if you're listening, I read your article and I didn't like it. Well, you know that you don't have to miss us because you can always get onto our Facebook page, type in Anastasia and Warren, lick us and like us first, and then you'll get all our podcasts so you don't have to miss out on any show. Or you can subscribe to iTunes.
Yeah, and then you just get them automatically.
I'd be really good at infomercials, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would be. You would be.
What would I sell, though?
That's it for us for today.
Pottery or
But we're
plates.
Back. We're back on Monday morning.
Cleaner. Yes, can't wait. Monday morning.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.